morning.
What a beautiful morning. Things sure look good. Night's sleep.
You are looking very sharp this morning.
Well, I'm feeling sharp. I'm excited about the All-Star game and coming off that home run derby buzz. And life is good right now. It can be every day. We've got the music to make you feel that way. It's KRKO, Everett's greatest hits. All those songs that disappeared from the radio, we brought them back. And they brought me along with them. Tim Hunter, great to hang with you. Got another summer day in the Northwest heading our way. There are some clouds on the horizon, though. Apparently, the Hollywood actors are not too happy with the latest offer, and they are probably going to go out on strike tomorrow night. So that would mean the writers and the actors would be out on strike at the same time, something that hasn't happened since 1960, when the president of the Screen Actors Guild was a fellow by the name of Ronald Reagan. You know, you stick around long enough, it all comes back. Well, you know, we really are at the beginning of the summer, but there's a lot of hot stuff left to come. The rest of the nation is sizzling now. No doubt some heat on our way here, even more than what we've been getting lately. KRKO's resident meteorologist, Ted Beener, has a few suggestions about how to prevent fires around your house and thoughts on the upcoming wildfire smoke season in his latest podcast, up at EverettPost.com, a great source for local news. I don't know, someone must be living right. We've got such great weather. I mean, it's summer in the Northwest. Tim Hunter hanging out with you on KRKO, Everett's Greatest Hits. So much fun on the horizon this coming weekend. We've got Quahoga Days, Wednesday through Sunday in Snohomish. It's the Mill Creek Festival and Street Fair Weekend. You want to hop a ferry, head over to Kingston for the Wine and Brew Fest on Saturday. Down in Ballard, I'm going to be emceeing a lutefisk eating contest during Ballard Seafood Fest, 2 o'clock Sunday afternoon, if you dare. But today, special day, of course, got the All-Star Game down at T-Mobile Park, but it's also Free Slurpee Day at a participating 7-Eleven. They do that every 7-Eleven, July 11th, and that is today. Man, you start talking about 7-Eleven. I remember when they were brand new. They put one in just down the street from the elementary school where I went to school. And of course, that was the after-school destination to go get a Slurpee. And back in 1967, on 7-Eleven Day, if you bought a Slurpee on this special day, it wasn't free, but they gave you a free record. Yeah, they didn't waste a lot of time on lyrics, but they did invest in sound effects.
Slurp, slurp!
Boy, they just don't make them like that anymore, and there's a good reason. Anyway, the Slurpee song, Free 45, that they gave away on 7-Eleven Day back in 1967, when I was about this tall, maybe a little taller. It's got the rocking keyboard and everything.
Slurp, slurp.
All right, well, slurp, slurp that. If you want to make sure your 7-Eleven is a participating 7-Eleven, you go to their website, you can put in your zip code. Their website, the number 7, a dash, and then the word 11.com. You're welcome. You know, on paper, it's really simple. It's KRKO, Everett's Greatest Hits, Tim Hunter. We invited you to download our KRKO app. And when you do that, not only do you get all this great music to go, but we have a special tab on the contest page, a little link, you click on it, and you can enter to win a 4-pack of tickets to go see the Everett Aqua Sox on a Funko Friday night. And yesterday, our winner let us know she had to check with her husband. His schedule didn't match, so she said give them to somebody else. So this morning, we're going to give them to somebody else.
Hello?
Oh, hi. I was trying to find Taylor.
Who's asking?
Tim Hunter from KRKO Radio.
can take a message.
Okay. Let Taylor know he won 4 tickets to go see the Everett Aqua Sox this Friday night on Funko Friday Night.
Really?
Yeah. Oh, I don't make that kind of stuff up. So if you could have him reach out to the radio station, we'll get him all set up with the tickets. But of course, if he can't make it, then we'll have to look for another winner tomorrow.
All right. Sounds great.
All right. Is this like a roommate or something?
Yeah, he's sleeping. He loves his phone.
Oh, I'm sorry. Okay. Yeah, just let him know when he wakes up. Just have him call this phone number and I'll get him all set up.
All right, will do. Thank you.
Appreciate it. Take care. Now, I'm just hoping Taylor gets to use them. But if not, I'll try one more time tomorrow. And if he doesn't use them, heck, I'm going to go to the game. Maybe then I'll start looking for people to go with me. Anyway, if you'd like to win a 4-pack of tickets to catch the Aqua Sox on a Funko Friday night, we're giving them away all season long. Download that KRKO app in the App Store of your phone right now. Yeah, a lot to celebrate if you're living around here. It's KRKO, Everett's Greatest Hits. And Tim Hunter, if you were even tempted to complain about our little bit of gray we have to deal with each day before the sun comes out, come on. You look at a national weather map right now and you get south and head on all the way to the East Coast and, you know, there's triple digit temperatures and storms and all kinds of stuff. Those people would sell anything to be living where we are right now. But we can't let them find out how nice it is here, okay? I'm kidding, but geez, we are lucky. We are in a great spot. There are so many things you could be doing. And I know there are the festivals and all the community celebrations, but just get out and savor this place. And I mentioned Jetty Island because they just started the ferries now from the Everett waterfront all the way over to this little island. Nice sandy beach. It's a great place for the kids to romp around. Water's warm, you know, coming off the Puget Sound, but it's shallow enough there where it warms up. And oh, it's just a little slice of heaven. Now, just a heads up, you need reservations. You can't just walk down there and say, I think we'll go to Jetty Island, have the kids in the car, and expect to get on. So just Google Jetty Island, find it. But I'm just here to tell you, you might want to make that reservation soon. Everett Herald had a story on it. Fox 13 Seattle did something the other morning. 425 Magazine has a story on it in their latest issue. So people are finding out about this little gem. So I just want to give you a little heads up so you can make sure that a zip out to Jetty Island is on that list of things to do this summer. We got to take care of biz so we can get you to where you need to get to this morning. Stumbling our way through a Tuesday morning, enjoying some great songs along the way. It's KRKO and Tim Hunter playing Everett's Greatest Hits. What do we mean when we say Everett's Greatest Hits? Oh, how about the Beach Boys, Hall & Oates, Foreigner, Journey, Steve Miller Band, and before the hour is over, we will be playing the final song that Elton John played in his last concert at Stockholm over the weekend. Don't say I didn't tell you.
Here we go. Name drama. What it is, what it is, what it is, what it is. Name drama.
Oh, man, I've got some names to drop in this morning. First, we told you just yesterday that Tom Brady and Kim Kardashian had been seen doing some serious flirting at a party last weekend. Now we hear that Tom and the actress Emily Ratajkowski spent most of the evening on the 4th of July hanging out together. Oh boy. Remember Dennis Rodman? Crazy galoot, 62-year-old former NBA star, is in love with his girlfriend, a 31-year-old named Yella Yella, so much in love, he got her name tattooed on his face. Meanwhile, back in Detroit, Aretha Franklin's kids are in court this week fighting over her estate. What's being contested is apparently there were 2 handwritten wills, one that goes back to 2010. The other one was found later in a couch. Of course it was. After multiple rounds of fertility treatments and battling cervical cancer, Erin Andrews and her husband have welcomed a son into the world through a surrogate mom. Madonna says she's healthy, she'll be back, and will resume her world tour in October. And just so you know, and you are aware, the Hollywood writers are still on strike. Now, if an agreement isn't reached by tomorrow night, the actors are going to go on strike, which could be a big boom for the mime and shadow puppet industry. Just pointing that out. Yeah, waiting for that girl that loves Amazon Prime Day as much as I do. Good morning, it's KRKO, Everett's Greatest Hits, the day special for so many reasons. Going into today, we got, of course, the All-Star Game down at T-Mobile Park tonight. Before that, we've got free Subway sandwiches from 10 a.m. to noon. Subway's across the country planning to give away 1 million sandwiches to introduce their new freshly sliced meat sandwiches. Has to be a participating one or you'll pay. It is 7-Eleven Day, July 11th, so 7-Eleven giving away free Slurpees. Check with them on how that all works. But getting back to the Amazon Prime Day thing, they know how to play me. And it's 2 days, Amazon Prime Day, today and tomorrow. They'll have constantly rotating deals. And they'll get me to buy stuff I really don't need, but I do kind of want. But Amazon also is warning you that as we head through Prime Day, there have been some scamsters out there preying on people with text messages and, for that matter, your emails. So anything you get over the next couple of days, make sure you were expecting it or go to Amazon's website to verify what's all happening before you, because one wrong click, you could end up buying something you don't even get. Yeah, that's how that stuff works. Boy, the world is just kind of changing in front of us. It's hard to keep up. You know, I'm old enough to remember when it was okay to poke people on Facebook. Then HR reared its ugly head. And yeah, it's just not the way it used to be. Now,